Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to $20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Questions without notice. For WD-40, register online for the Repair Challenge 2023 for a share in over 15 grand in prizes.
It is time for questions without notice, but the lines are always open here thanks to Imar. Imar Insurance open line 1300 736 736. I think we've still got a couple of prizes on the cutting room floor here. We're happy to give away. Give us a ring. You might have a question without notice. You might have any point or argument you want to make, or just anything at all in the world of sport. Pies fans, are you happy with the new skipper? North fans, what's your take on Tarrant Thomas? Cricket fans, if you want to have a chat about the BBL finals or look ahead to the first test, you can give us a ring. All thanks to Imar. Just by the way, on the first test, and not having a warm-up match over there. A very good text here. The last time India provided a green top for the pre-test match, and to quote Steve Smith, it was irrelevant to prepare for the test. Too good, India. They're not going to give us they're going to give us as foreign a wicket as they can to what the Aussies will actually walk on to for the first test.
So best we take control. I remember a Pakistan semi-final of a World Cup. We walked out to practice. Pakistan, 15 metres away, pitch was perfect. Ours was wet.
Wet?
Wet.
Literally, it'd been watered.
A leak. That's what happens. You just got to cop it and you move on.
Isn't that fascinating? Mm. Did you cop it or did you arc up?
No, we had to cop it. We had to go and do fielding and whatever until it dried enough for guys just to have a net.
Jeez.
So that's what happened. You walked into the hotel and basically everything from a Western point of view, food-wise, you know, chicken Maryland and chicken this and chicken that, which were sort of the safest foods you would eat when you went over there.
And Tim May.
There was a texter mark, unavailable.
No chicken.
Only all the curries were available.
What was in those?
Hot stuff.
As the 12th man famously quoted, you had the runs before a ball was even bowled.
So don't worry, there's plenty of challenges when you go over to these places.
Yes. Hey, Scotty's called in from Keel or Dad's on the Omar Insurance Open line. Scotland, welcome.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Stu. How are we?
We're well, mate. What's on your mind this morning, Scotty?
Well, I've just heard about with this Karaja stuff up with the visa. How can all the others got through quite well, but Karaja's didn't?
Yeah, and it's
happened. They should have been looked up by the same person.
Yeah, and I think it is, Scotty. Obviously, the government, the appropriate body over there in India, of course, it would be for visa permits. It's happened before, too. I'm not sure. The thing that often gets pointed out is he's Pakistan born, and that takes a little bit longer to process, given the issues historically between the two countries. I'm not really sure, though, Scotty. But Scoob, do you have a theory?
No, I don't. I know his brother got in a bit of trouble a few years ago, so that might be part of it as well, that there may be a delay and he has to jump through a couple more hoops. Different to the other guys. But, you know, again, all's well that ends well. He got through during the night and he's at Sydney Airport. He's gone through customs and he's on his way, about to get on the Qantas kite and get over there.
Good on you, Scotty. Thanks for calling in. We'll actually hang around if you'd like to go. We can fling you the tickets to the Oki Melbourne Experience. Four people. You can take three along with you, of course, valued at $360. It's a bit of darts, some share plates, some cocktails as well. And we'll also, how generous is this? We're in a generous mood today. We'll give you the double pass to the Beachside Gift. Australia's best professional sprinters in action. It's at Mentone Reserve this Saturday as well. We've still got the Signet Boost Power Bank and the Adenholzer Club Mandalay to give away.
When you said to Scotty, you know, if you'd like to go, I thought you're going to send him to India. No. Well, like hell, Scotty's not going before I do. Couple of questions without notice. So yes. Firstly, you love your American footy.
Oh, do I? Yeah. Oh, I'm a casual, well, very casual observer.
Okay. Manning. Montana.
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow it that close. I come to Brady because he's done it for so long. Okay, we can debate all the things that were debated before on First Take around, you know, who was better in various Super Bowls, who was better in the playoffs, who was better in the regular season, but he just did it for longer than anyone else. And I think that's a massive part of it.
Okay. Our Socceroos coach, taking us through the next World Cup, told us yesterday he's going to the government with cap in hand to get funding from the Australian government.
Yep.
If soccer went to the Australian government and basketball went to the Australian government, who do you think would get the money first?
Well, I think soccer should, because there's been an incredible lack of fund. Our national team has no funding. There's no centre. There's no AIS equivalent. The North Melbourne have got better facilities than the Socceroos do. How can that performance garner the attention of the nation like it did? The team comes together 10 days before, and there's no pathway system seemingly, or it needs to be dramatically overhauled. No academies. I think they need to get their house in order, and they need some government help to do it. I think the government, they're about to give, hopefully anyway, the Tasmanian government $350 million for stadium upgrades for footy. Surely they can help out a national team. Surely.
Are they saying get your house in order before you do get the money?
No sport is immune from controversy, though.
I think they've got more hope of becoming astronauts than getting money from the government at the minute.
Why do you say that?
Clean up their act.
Oh, what? Well, you come back to the victory.
I'm coming back to... I think if we really went through it over the last 10 years, there's multiple sins against the game.
They seem to be out on
that. They've got to get those things right.
Every sporting organisation's crying poor to a degree, and they're all looking for funding. But I think they sit on their own in terms of for so long not having the funding that they deserve. Although Andrew Clark, I mean, I think inadvertently Simon Hill ruffled a few feathers with our interview earlier when you asked him about that. And Andrew Clark said, I'm sick of hearing soccer people bleating. Firstly, there's no evidence to show soccer is the biggest participation sport in Australia. It's miles behind netball, for instance, he says. They get more out of local council than all other sporting codes, and the club rip off the juniors who can pay up to $4,000 a year to play while they find the seniors. And you have the behaviour of the fans. I can tell you what motorsport had to do to get money out of the feds, if you like. But the fact is that, and then the sponsorship will come when people watch, basically summarising the rest of his message. What do you reckon the most participated sport in Australia is? Question without notice.
Basketball.
Do you think so? Mm. So I had a look at the first thing that popped up on Google, statista.com.au, Australian sort of statistical website, and it quotes walking. Recreational walking is the number one pursuit. Then athletics, then swimming, then cycling, then yoga, then soccer, then tennis, then golf, then basketball, and down it goes to all
top.
The other sports. Walking. Rolling everything in. The first major sport, I suppose, would be swimming. Swimming's there. Swimming, cycling, yoga, soccer. There you go. And again, we take that with a grain of salt. Who knows what to believe. Rich is in Thornbury. G'day, Rich.
G'day, guys. Good morning.
What's happening?
Just a comment. Thanks so much for all your great work over the summer period. It's been awesome. And well, just a question for you both. Is there a better looking, more fluid batsman in the world when he's going than Usman Khawaja?
He's flying at the moment, isn't he, Rich? Scoob?
Love him when he's going, and he's just he's so simple. His technique's so simple when he's going. It probably brought him down in the early days, and now he's got his head around it. So I agree, Richie. He's wonderful to watch once he's get going. And I'd say that about most left-handers. You know, left-handers, they've just got that bit
of grace,
mystique, and grace about them that. When they do get into an innings, they're great to watch.
Rich, sit tight. We'll sling you. Appreciate you calling us on the Imar Insurance Open Line. We'll get you that magnificent Signet Boost power bank valued at $59.95. It'll charge everything, the old Signet, phone, tablet, earbuds, everything, 24/7. And off the text, joint citizenship with Pakistan. No one from Pakistan, this texter says, gets into India without a lot of scrutiny. CA should have submitted this earlier as they knew his visa takes longer as they have had the same issue before. Keep the text coming through on the Temper 40 Winks text. They are the consumer's choice winner. Temper mattresses, the pillows, the bases, and they conform to the exact shape of your body. We need to get to the newsroom. Andrew, if you're willing to sit tight, we'd appreciate it. I know you want to have your say on soccer as well and where it sits in our sporting psyche, which we're happy to do if you're happy to wait right after these headlines.